T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot's finance and budget team facing questions as the Chicago City Council's budget hearings get underway. WBBM political editor Greg Delamore with the story from City Hall.
Early in this first budget hearing, Fifth Ward Alderwoman Leslie Hairston suggested to budget director Susie Park that some of the 98 staffers in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office and their functions just might not be necessary.
We've got the Office of Community Engagement, the Office of Infrastructure and Services, the Office of Education and Human Services, the Office of Equity and Racial Justice, the Office of Neighborhood and Economic Development, the Office of Public Safety, the Office of Policy, the Office of Intergovernmental Affairs, and we also have city departments that cover these. So my question is, why is there a need for this?
What I would say is it's not redundant that they are, you know, all the departments work through these initiatives, but that the policy goals are set, you know, at the mayor's office level.
These hearings will go on for about 2 weeks. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
City workers will spend the next few weeks fortifying a Northside beach that has been battered by waves and storms.
According to 48th Ward Alderman Harry Osterman's website, Chicago Department of Transportation crews will continue to lay down big stones at Burger Park in the 6200 block of North Sheridan. Work is supposed to last until November 12th. The shoreline at Burger Park is one of many spots along the lakefront that have been battered and eroded by waves, especially over the past couple of years. Parts of the park will be shut down during the work, and there will be times when material is being delivered that the curb lane on Sheridan Road will be closed. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago police investigation underway after a pair of 16-year-old boys showed up to West Suburban Medical Center in Oak Park with gunshot wounds. This is about 7 o'clock this morning. The wounds are not life-threatening. Police say the boys told officers they were shot near Chicago and Hamlin Avenues in Humboldt Park, but police have been unable to confirm that. Hoosier State residents in the 219 and 574 area codes are going to have to use 10 digits instead of 7 in order to make local calls. This begins on October 24th. The change to 10-digit dialing is being made to accommodate the National 988 National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You can listen to WBBM wherever your phone goes. Just download the Odyssey app. Or when you're home, if you have a smart speaker, you can tell it to play WBBM News Radio. You're going to see more security measures in place if you log on to the Illinois Department of Employment Security website. Details from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Among the upgrades is two-factor or multi-factor authentication to verify a person's identity, a code sent to a phone widely used in the private sector and by other states. Adam Ford is with the Illinois Department of Innovation and Technology.
Multi-factor authentication is probably the key first step there in terms of allowing residents to be able to not just assert their identity, but to protect it.
The Department of Employment Security Acting Director Kristen Richards was questioned by Republican State Representative Dan Calkins of Decatur.
What do you think we've lost in Illinois?
I'm not prepared to speak to that today. We are working to quantify those numbers.
The state's still unable to quantify the amount of fraud. That's the latest.
Now from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Some Bulls injury news. Up and coming forward, Patrick Williams is going to miss the start of the season with a sprained ankle. The Bulls say Williams was hurt in an optional individual workout 9 days ago. Patrick Williams, according to the team, is anticipated to make a full comeback in 4 to 6 weeks. The Bulls also say guard Coby White's still due back from shoulder surgery in November. Bulls camp opens Tuesday. The regular season opener is less than a month away on October 20th.
Organizers of a popular West Suburban Hot Air Balloon Festival have decided to end it permanently after it was canceled for 2 years in a row because of COVID. The Lyle Village manager saying organizers of the Eye to the Skies Festival are having trouble finding enough volunteers to run the event. Police are asking for help from the community after two students from the same Southside High School were killed in separate shootings on the same day this week.
Police say detectives are especially in need of tips from the public in the killing of Jamari Williams, a 15-year-old Simeon High School student shot to death Tuesday afternoon in a shopping center on 83rd and Holland. That's a few blocks from the school. Chief of Detectives Brendan Deanahan says there are some promising leads in the second shooting on 51st and Harper that left teenager Kentrell Williams dead.
This individual was at a gas station with his friends. They were pumping gas when they saw another group of individuals near a McDonald's. And at that point, the two groups were basically kind of staring at each other. This group that the victim was in, they got in their car to flee, and a member from the other group shot and caused this victim's death.
Chief Deanahan says there may be a social media motive to one of the shootings, but he would not say which one. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9. WBBM.
Two 16-year-old boys are being treated for gunshot wounds after being dropped off at West Suburban Medical Center in Oak Park this morning. The teens tell police they were shot in the 3800 block of West Chicago Avenue in the Humble Park community, but police have been unable to confirm that. The two were brought to the hospital around 7 o'clock this morning. They are expected to recover from their injuries. This weekend could signal the end of an era at Arlington Park in the northwest suburbs as its racing dates for next year head elsewhere.
The Illinois Racing Board has awarded 76 thoroughbred racing dates in 2022 to the Hawthorne Racecourse in Cicero. Hawthorne President and General Manager Tim Carey tells the Daily Herald the track will have to rearrange thoroughbred and harness racing dates to make it all work. This weekend is most likely the finale for racing at Arlington Park. The parent company has put the property up for sale, and several entities, including the Chicago Bears, have submitted bids for the land. Carey says Hawthorne would be the last horse track left in Illinois if Arlington is gone for good. He's calling on Arlington owner Churchill Downs to sell the track to another racing group. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The owner of a business in Ukrainian Village says the person who vandalized a mural doesn't understand the damage done. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the details.
The mural is very personal, says the owner of Jeff and Jude's Deli. Ursula Seiker told Block Club Chicago it was painted from an old family photo of her and her parents. The deli is named for them. She said they're planning to visit in a few weeks for the first time since she opened last year. She said people have tagged the mural before, but this time it was pretty much destroyed and will have to be repainted. She said it's just a big bummer. She hopes the person who defaced it will come and help with repainting at Jeff and Jude's Deli on Western Avenue.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.